time to talk about the American International Women's Club. And I'm joined right now in the studio by the AIWC President, Maria Stotz. Welcome to the studio. Thanks for coming on in.
Thank you so much.
I would like to know a little bit about the American International Women's Club. Tell me, who are you? What do you stand for? What do you do in Geneva?
Well, we've been around since 1958, and we have over 300 members. It's international, so we have members from all over the world where English is a common language. It may not be their mother tongue, but it is a language that we are comfortable communicating in. And we have a variety of activities throughout the every month. We have over 40 plus activities on our calendar that are all run by volunteers that in all different categories. We have, athletics, we have hiking and walking groups, we have artistic pursuits, we have language classes, we have book clubs in English and French, evening and daytime. So all these things are run by volunteers to connect women.
When do you find that people generally tend to sign up or join the American International Women's Club? Is it sort of before they arrive in the region, or if you've got people that are just finding you after having been in the region for years?
Both. I found it because before I moved here, I had Googled Women's Clubs of Geneva, and this was the number one that came up, and that's what brought me. But we've had people here who have joined recently who've lived here for decades, and maybe they've retired or they've just found us by word of mouth. So we really hope women can find us before they move here so that when they get here, we can help them to connect with a community when they first maybe come as an expat into a new area. We provide a great community to connect as someone is when someone's new to the area.
I was wondering about this sense of community when you arrive in a brand new place. There's an aspect of networking for this, an aspect of community. Would you say that even though you do put on a lot of different activities, the underlying goal of this is connection and community?
Definitely. Yes, that's our number one. We connect women in such a way that helps them to feel comfortable if they're new to the area or just in a new aspect of their life. We help people find friends and connectivity through different ways. And one thing I love is we have our own clubroom space, which is right next to Gare des Eaux Vives, which is super convenient. And we have classrooms and meeting space, a kitchen, and I just love hearing the conversations and the laughter and the community happening in our club rooms.
I've often said as well that to make friends as an adult, it's just about finding an activity that you enjoy and finding other people that enjoy that activity.
Yes.
That seems to be the way as an adult.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
You just have to make friends. That's how you go about it, is find some sort of common interest.
Yes.
So you've got an open day that is happening next week. Tell me when you're doing that.
So yes, it's next Wednesday on International Women's Day, March 8th, which is very appropriate. And we have three sessions. We have a morning, an afternoon, and an evening session. All the information can be found on our website, which is aiwcgeneva.org. And you can sign up to come and meet activity leaders, talk to women who've lived here for a long time, talk to women who are just new, and get their perspective. One thing I failed to mention is we do have a big volunteer services community. We serve various charities here in Geneva. So if people are looking for an opportunity to serve in the community, we provide a great way to do that.
Talking about that, you've got an annual fundraiser, which isn't a fundraiser per se for you. It's a fundraiser for a charity. So that's coming up a little later in the month. Do you want to mention that?
Yes. So on March 18th, we are doing a fundraiser for Cuisine Lab. It's an interesting experiment where they help train refugees in the culinary arts. And every year we choose a local Geneva charity to raise funds for. We do we have an auction and we have a dinner. And so this month is March 18th. It's the dinner and anyone is invited. Of course, what information's on our website, and come and support this great organization.
If somebody wants to join the American International Women's Club, first of all, don't need to be American.
Not at all.
Put that out there. But how does it work in terms of, you mentioned volunteers, but is there a kind of a sign up fee? Is there an annual fee, or do you pay per activity that you do? How does the actual sort of subscription to it?
So we do have an annual fee. It's 250 francs a year, which works out to maybe 5 francs a week. Which if you get a coffee a week, there you go.
Yeah.
And it's annual subscription. You can join online. You can join in person at the open house. But all of our activities besides like our fundraiser, obviously you pay to go to that. We have bridge, which they pay tournament fees. But other than that, everything is free.
Excellent. Maria Stotz, President of the American International Women's Club. Thanks for telling us all about it. Once again, the information session open house at the clubhouse in Lviv is on the 8th of March, very appropriately on International Women's Day. Once again, the website?
AIWCGeneva.org.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.